We're all going through this unknown together. And we're all learning how to get through it together. And that goes for care providers and support people and the people utilising that support. We need to speak about it to each other so that we know that we're all feeling this uneasiness. And as long as we can word that, you know, we're not going to be filled with resistance.
Instead of dwelling on all the negatives that come with the virus, try and look at the positives, that there have been a few little positive things as well. Try and dwell on those things instead of the restrictions.
My midwife, gorgeous midwife Georgie, showed up and she was all positive. Josh showed up and he brought heaps of snacks and he brought the speaker and started playing my favourite music. I had two other midwives arrived and they were like two of the best women that I think I met along my whole birth journey.
Someone's offering to get something for you. Take them up on it. People want to help. Know that the supports are really out there, that you can get them, and health professionals want to give you the care that you need now. They don't want you shying away and not coming for something. And some are getting quite concerned that some people don't want to come in for their general checks when it's so important to still utilise that support.
I would say if you are considering a doula to not discount it just because they can't come in for the birth, because we really got so much out of having her in the lead up to my birth and being at home with us to labour. They're still allowed to come to your home to help you labour. That was definitely so beneficial. There's no way I could have laboured at home for as long as I did without her.
A lot of places are doing just the phone consult or video consult. There are a lot of midwifery clinics in the community as well. I know that they would definitely be open to supports, especially if you're still pregnant, contact them now and have that history with them. There's definitely lactation consultants and some are still doing home visits, women's health physios for pelvic floor, but also for mastitis. There are postnatal doulas that could also help.
Not being able to have my son come in to visit was really hard. And that was one thing I was really concerned about, leaving my little boy. But he was so fine. He was having fun with my mum. And I've heard a lot of other women say the same thing, that it was better than they thought. Having that time, me and my husband in the hospital, just the two of us with the baby, was really good. And then coming home and not having a barrage of visitors, you just had your little bubble. Yeah, that was really beautiful as well.
We read books about, you know, when siblings come meet you at the hospital. So it was quite sad that we weren't going to have that meeting of the brothers, but it made no difference in the scheme of things. It was nice to be able to, it was just us then in the birthing room.
You know, this has been quite a ride and I had my spontaneous labour and I've had a really great positive day in here.
No, you really lived it. That was your birth experience. You birthed in a pandemic, but you did it.